All About Objects Continued. In the first half, you learn about what object is, and you learn that objects have hierarchies. And we use that fact to go through a number of examples, including desktop navigation and Windows Explorer. In the second half, we'll learn more about object navigation commands, as well as NVDA and mouse, and flat review. So, let's return to tutorial 3 to go through another example of object navigation and continue from there. Object navigation, example 3. Start screen and notepad. By now, you learn some glimpses of how to navigate between objects and relationship between objects and the hierarchy, such as parent and child objects. As you saw in the desktop example, you can navigate through the app using the object navigation alone by using NVDA with various numpad keys. In Windows Explorer, you also saw that whatever description the file were, they were the child object of the file object, and above that were the controls for Windows Explorer. Now let's take a look at other things that object navigation can help us. Besides reading the current objects and navigating through it, object navigation offers other tricks up its sleeve. Something that I believe no other screen reader would have. I believe that one or two other screen readers have this feature. If you ever want to know where you're at on the screen, you can view object dimensions. Or if you want to see the text of the object, you can use flying word and character navigation to read the content of the object. You can read about formatting, and you can even activate the current object in question. To demonstrate that, let's use two scenarios. Navigating through the start screen tiles and navigating the notepad application. In Windows 8, instead of start menu, we have Windows start screen. In previous version of Windows, you would open start menu, and then you go to all programs and you would launch program that way. Or if you have Vista in 7, you would just go to start menu, type whatever, and launch whatever that appears. In Windows 8, the way you open program is quite different. If you use the search box, you find that search box is sort of up there. So if you go to start screen, you start typing something, results will show up based on categories, settings, files, and whatnot. And then Windows 8, it uses tiles, a grid of boxes that shows the name of the app, as well as what's called lifetime information, or information that changes in real time. Well, sort of real time if you have live internet connection, such as through Wi-Fi, through cellular, and so forth. These tiles are arranged in a grid, and you'll see why when I say the words, they are arranged to grids, when we look at dimensions. In addition to start screen, we'll also take a look at Notepad and give you some practical consequences or get a feel of how the application is laid out, as well as other commands that are available to you on object navigation. So let's get started with start screen. In Windows 8, there are two ways of bringing start screen. You can either press Windows key to bring up start menu, just like you did in Windows 7 and below, or you can press Windows C to bring up what's called Charms Bar, a sidebar-like bar on the right side of the screen, which has some of the items such as settings, devices, sharing, and whatnot. So I'll press Windows key and I'll lower the switch rate a bit.
Voice variant rate 7, pitch 50, rate 55.
There you are. I increased it a bit because I was using the install version to test something out. I'm using the latest install version, so I'll press Windows key.
Start apps list of programs in this view. Grouping. Mail expanded row 1, column 1.
Sorry for the volume changes. So I'm at the mail tile. And then let's use option navigation to move through these tiles. So I'll press the NVDA key with numpad 6 and numpad 4. But first,
mail cell focused expanded row 1 column 1.
Okay, so that's mail, so NVDA with numpad 5. Let's use NVDA with numpad 6 to go through the tiles.
People expanded row 2 column 1. Messaging expanded row 3 column 1. Desktop expanded row 4 column 1. Calendar expanded row 1 column 3. Photos expanded row 2 column 3. Finance expanded logo dot. Weather expanded 73 degree. Internet Explorer row 1 column 5. Store collapsed 15 row 1 column 6. Maps row 2 column 5. SkyDrive row 2 column 6. Sports expanded logo USA Today Mantic. News expanded logo row V Way. App no next.
And so forth. So that is the tiles in what's called Windows Live grouping. So the SkyDrive, People app, and so forth. NVDA with numpad 2.
Grouping.
Or actually numpad 8, I'm sorry. I'll press NVDA with numpad 6 to go to.
Grouping.
So the first tile grouping was Windows Live. So the next tile grouping is Bing.
Bing expanded trending. Jets collide. Tom Cruise.
And so forth. That's a Bing application. So I press NVDA with numpad 2 to move to the next group of tiles.
Travel expanded logo Prague. Czech Republic. Games collapsed row 3 column 1. Camera row 3 column 2. Music collapsed row 4. Video collapsed row 4. No next.
These would be Bing and Xbox. Now move back to People app. So let's go to...
Move to focus. Mail expanded row 1 column...
I press NVDA with numpad minus to move to focus. So I'm back at focus. So I want to know the dimension of the object. It is, suppose I'm at a tile, so I want to know where am I? Or in relation to the screen, where is my current object positioned at? To read the dimensions, you would press NVDA with numpad delete.
Object edges positioned 9.1% from left edge of screen. 22.6% from top edge of screen. Width is 19.8% of screen. Height is 15.8% of screen.
What it's telling you is the object dimensions and location relative to the screen. So left edge means you're that far right from the left of the screen. Top edge means the object is further down from the top of the screen. Width is how long the object is, and height is how tall the object is, in relation to what's called screen real estate. So let's go to People app.
People expanded row 2 column 1.
I press NVDA with numpad 6. I'll press NVDA with numpad delete again.
Object edges positioned 9.1% from left edge of screen. 38.6% from top edge of screen. Width is 19.8% of screen. Height is 15.8% of screen.
And suppose I go to...
Calendar expanded row 1 column 3.
Calendar. I'll press NVDA with... delete.
Object edges positioned 29.1% from left edge of screen. 22.6% from top edge of screen. Width is 19.8% of screen. Height is 15.8% of screen.
Okay, so I know that calendar is to the right of mail app. As you may have heard, is like further down the right of the screen.
Photos expanded row 2 column 3.
Photos, NVDA with delete.
Object edges positioned 29.1% from left edge of screen. 38.6% from top edge of screen. Width is 19.8% of screen. Height is 15.8% of screen.
Photo is below calendar app. So as you may notice, when the percentage greater from the left edge, that means you're further right. When the percentage greater from the top of the screen, that means you're further down. And the length and the width and height are the, how much space does the object take in relation to... screen real estate. So let's say we have a square box, and the square box is a current object and is in the middle of the box, the middle of the screen. It takes up 10% of the screen size. That means the object should be 45% from left edge of screen and 45% from top edge of screen. Width is 10%, height is 10%. So it'll be showing you left edge and top edge of the box. And then showing you the relative location of that edge to the whole screen itself. There is a handy set of commands to find out the object's content. So let's go to News app.
Find it. No next. Move focus. News expanded logo Roe v. Wade. After 40 years. Deep divide is legacy.
So anyway, so that's the news of the day. I'm recording this on a Saturday. So, at this point, I'm at the News app. So, let's read the current line of the object content. And we're using review cursor to do that. Review cursor is, as was explained, is the cursor inside the object itself that allows you to review what's the content of the object is. So let's read the current line. And so for review cursor, you don't use NVDA key with numpad keys. You just use numpad keys, at least on desktop layout. So I'll press numpad 8.
News logo Roe v. Wade. After 40 years, deep divide is legacy.
Do you have any additional lines?
Top. News bottom.
So top, I press NV, I press numpad 7. For bottom, I press numpad 9. Numpad 7 is previous line, and numpad 9 is next line. Let's read the words.
News.
News is the current word, so numpad 5 alone. And I'll press numpad 4.
Top. News.
Top, so which means the first word. I'll press numpad 6.
Logo. Roe v. Wade. After 40 years. Deep. Divide is legacy.
Legacy. So that'll be the word command. And I'll press numpad 4.
Is. Divide. Deep. Years. 40. After. Wade v. Roe. Log. News. Top. News.
And so forth. So numpad 4 is previous word. And numpad 6 is next word. Numpad 5, obviously, is the current word. Let's review by characters.
Left. N.
At left, so I press numpad 1.
N.
So current character is numpad 2. I press numpad 3 multiple times.
E. Double S. Sp. L. O. G. O. Sp. R. O. E. Sp. V. Sp. D. E. D. E. C. Sp. A. A. G. E. R. Sp. F. Z. Sp. Y. E. A.
And so forth. So I press numpad 1 multiple times.
E. 0. 4.
So I move to the character 4 of the word 40. Numpad 2.
4.
So to read the previous character is numpad 1. Next character, numpad 3. Current character is numpad 2. I can tell you already seen the pattern now. Numpads 1, 2, 3 are characters. Numpads 4, 5, 6 are words. Numpads 7, 8, 9 are lines. So if I add shift to line and character commands, so if I press shift with numpad 1, it'll move to the first character of the review cursor at the current line. If I press shift with numpad 3, it'll move to the last character of the review cursor. If I press shift with numpad 7, it'll move to the first line of the review cursor. This works only if you have multi-line review cursor. If I press shift with numpad 9, it'll move to the last character. And again, it works only on works properly on multi-line review cursors. So I'm at the character 4. What if I want to find out the spelling of the current line, the current word, or current character? As with other screen readers, you can press numpad, you can press current character command multiple times, current line command multiple times to do that. So to spell the current character,
4, 4, 4,
4,
52, 0, X, 3, 4.
So essentially, if I press numpad 3, numpad 2, 3 times, it gives that.
E. R.
So I'm at the word after, so I'm at the character R. So I'll press numpad 2.
R.
Numpad 2 twice.
Romeo.
Romeo. Numpad 2 3 times.
114, 0, X, 7, 2.
I guess now you see the difference. Excuse me. So, numpad 2 once reads the current character, numpad 2 twice gives the phonetic representation, and the 3 times, if you press 3 times, it gives you ASCII and hex values.
After.
So, I'm at the word after, so I press numpad 5. Let's press numpad 5 twice, quickly.
A, F, T, E, R.
Let's press numpad current word 3 times.
Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango, Echo, Romeo.
You may have noticed that it reads the higher pitch if you encounter capital word, capital character. Can this be applied to the line? Sure.
News logo Roe v. Wade. After.
Anyway, so that's it. I'll press numpad 8 twice quickly.
N E W S space L O G O space.
And so forth. Now press this command 3 times quickly. Numpad 8 3 times.
November, Echo, Whiskey, Sierra, space, Lima, Oscar.
And so forth. Now it's giving you the phonetic representation of the line. Okay, so I'll press
left.
I press an shift NVDA 1 to move to the first character. By now you'll be wondering, well, I have this interesting reveal cursor, so I want to copy it. How is that done? You can, in fact, copy the reveal cursor or some portion or all of reveal cursor object to clipboard and paste it somewhere else. When you recall, when I pressed NVDA T title 3 times, it copied it to clipboard so I can paste it on notepad. Now, if I press NVDA with F9.
Start marked.
Start marked. Let's copy the words news logo.
Logo. O G O space.
News logo. I'm at the space right after the last O. So I press NVDA with F10.
Review selection copy to clipboard.
Now, what it tells me is that it copied the current selection to clipboard. Now, let's start notepad.
Search. Untitled notepad.
What I did is, at the news app, I just type whatever, and I type notepad, and I press enter to launch notepad. Let's paste the clipboard.
News logo.
News logo. So, news logo is there from the clipboard.
Blank. News logo. Blank.
Let's copy another review object. Let's try copying Bing object.
Start app. Group. Bing expanded trending. Jets collide. Tom Cruise. Fox Lee. Pajama recall. Hip implants. Tao hoax. Traveler's tree copyright.
And so forth.
Beat bottom. Bing trending.
Let's copy the whole thing.
Left. B.
So I'll press NVDA F9.
Start mark. Right. E.
So I press shift numpad 3 to move the last item. And I press NVDA with F10.
Review selection copy to clipboard. Untitled note news logo.
So below news logo, Bing.
News Bing trending. Jets collide. Tom Cruise. Fox Lee. Pajama recall. Hip implant.
And so forth. So it's copy the text up the tile to clipboard and pasted it to notepad. Okay.
News logo.
So the reason why I'm studying Notepad is to demonstrate some other useful tricks with review cursor and navigator objects. So, as you may recall, in any given application, such as Windows Explorer, if I move to the object, it gives you the sort of an ideal feel of what the application looks like, or what is like the layout of it.
Application menu bar contains commands to map no previous. Minimum system menu bar contains commands to manipulate the window alt space.
Okay, so what I did was I pressed NVDA with numpad 4 to move through the object. So I pressed NVDA numpad 4 repeatedly until I'm at the top of the notepad app. NVDA with numpad 6.
Minimize button moves the maximize button. Close button closes the application menu bar. Edit multi-line. Horizontal scroll bar 0 used to change the horizontal viewing area. Status bar. No next.
And so forth.
Edit multi-line. No objects inside.
So I'm at the notepad app. So on the top of the app will be title bar, system bar, and menu bar. Below that will be the document window. Below that will be the system tray. Not the system tray, but the status bar. Sorry. Now, let's read the notepad app.
News logo.
News logo. So I press numpad 8, numpad 9.
Bing trending. Bing trending. Tom, news logo.
News logo. So this is a case where multi-line commands are used for, such as shift numpad 7 and shift numpad 9. Excuse me. So next thing is, I want to do a see all on review cursor. So I want to go to
logo, Bing, trending.
So let's go to trending. I'm at the word trending, so I press numpad 6 to move to the next word. So to read say all from the review cursor perspective, I'll press numpad plus.
Trending, Jets Collide, Tom Cruise, Fox Lee, Pajama Recall, Hip Implants, Tail,
and so forth.
Trending.
Wherever the review cursor is, it reads from the review cursor to the
top news.
To the
bottom image. Top news
from the current review cursor to the end of the review cursor. So I'm at the news logo, the first line, so I'll press numpad plus again.
News logo thing trending. Jets Collide. Tom Cruise. Fox Lee. Pajama Recall. Hip Implants. Tao Hoax. Traveler's Tree. Copyright Julian Neiman / H. Photostock image.
And so forth. So it gives me, allows me to read the review cursor from top to bottom, sort of, or the current position to the end of the review cursor. The last thing is the formatting information. Suppose I'm at the word
Bing.
Because what happened was that as I was reading say all, the review cursor moves downwards, so it moves the review cursor as it goes. And you may be recalling, isn't this the same thing as NVIDIA with down arrow? Technically, for many applications, because focus is linked to review cursor, you can treat them the same. But then, in case the focus is somewhere else, and then the review cursor is playing somewhere else on the screen, then you can treat them like this. Numpad down arrow is used to read from current cursor position, whereas numpad plus is used to read from current review cursor, which are two separate things, unless if you told it to link it by pressing NVDA with 6.
Caret moves review cursor off. Caret moves review cursor on.
And if you press NVDA 7,
focus moves navigator object off. Focus moves navigator object on.
So those two commands are useful if you want to link and unlink the cursor. So if you want to let the review cursor play somewhere else, and if you want to use focus by itself, or in other words, if you want focus, if you want caret to go somewhere else and review cursor to play somewhere else, and if you want to work on focus in some one part of the application while you want the object to be somewhere else, then you can unlink it. So NVDA down arrow is used to read from caret to end of the document, and numpad plus is to read from current review cursor to end of that review cursor. So the formatting, as I was saying, the formatting is useful if you want to know the color and font, whatever. And that command is NVDAF.
No formatting information.
No formatting info.
No formatting information.
So there's no formatting information at this point.
Start app.
Let's go to start menu. And I'm at the
mail
app. I'll press NVDA with F.
No formatting information. A. No formatting information. Untype.
Of course, there's no formatting information on there.
Untitled note. Untitled compute. No formatting information. Q. S. No.
So forth.
Untitled note.
Usually, it'll tell you the font name for this bolded, underline, and so forth, and other things. We'll get to know that. We get to really get the chance to meet how the formatting output sounds like when we work in Microsoft Word and other things, such as changing font sizes and making things bold and so forth. When that comes, we can press NVDAF to find out the formatting information. Then I believe that will tell you what the formatting is. At this point, there's no formatting information, so it is okay to understand that there's no formatting information. And this works on review cursor. And assuming that you link the review cursor to caret, it'll tell you the formatting information under the cursor, under the blinking cursor. The one last thing is how to activate the current object. So suppose I'm at a, suppose my object is a button and so forth. And if I want to activate the current object, to give an example of that,
Start apps list.
I will try to launch Windows Store app.
Store collapsed 15.
So I'm at the store, and then I will press NVDA with numpad enter. On the laptop, it will be NVDA with enter or not. So I'll press NVDA with enter to launch Windows Store.
In pane. Application.
So
document.
What it,
and document. NBC News free photo funia free great.
So what it did was it opened an application, a Windows Store. And this is one of the examples of programs you visit later when we talk about popular applications of NVDA. In Windows 8, you need to have NVDA installed on your computer in order to access store apps. You cannot use it on temporary nor on portable copies. You need to have NVDA actually installed on your system to use this kind of app. So what I did was I pressed NVDA with enter to launch store app.
Document read only. No next. No preview. List NBC News. B. And list free. List slider 3.8. List photo funia. No next. No pre. List free. List slider 4.0. List great offers on apps. G. R.
So what it's doing is I'm using the arrow keys to move to the list of popular or featured apps on the Windows Store. So this is the result of if you activate the
start on
and if you activate the current object. If you activate on the button, it'll click it. If you activate on the link, it'll open it. If I activate on the application name, it'll open the application itself. That command actually ties in with the next topic, which is mouse keys. In summary, so far you learned about what an object is and got a glimpse of object hierarchy, how to review the content of the navigator object, and other miscellaneous tricks available to you when you work with objects. So in the next installment, we'll talk about mouse commands that you can use with NVDA, as well as flat review, which will be the last thing we'll talk about when we go into object navigation with NVDA. NVDA and mouse. I guess the majority of this tutorial, the third tutorial, has been devoted to object navigation and its power with NVDA. Let's get into other things you can do with NVDA, starting with mouse commands. You can, in fact, read what's under the mouse with NVDA. By default, when you move the mouse pointer, NVDA reads the surrounding paragraph or surrounding text around the mouse. And to help me demonstrate with that, I'll be using a touchpad on my laptop.
Folder view. Adobe Reader. Folder view. Left control. Left control.
Oops, sorry.
NVDA taskbar. Freeze FL.
So what I have is the touchpad enabled on my laptop, so I'll be using that to navigate the mouse. Instead of multi-touch touchpad, so it supports like up to like 2-3 finger taps. So I'm at the desktop, hopefully.
iTunes list item.
Yes, I am. So I'm at the desktop.
Explorer.
Or the SA is Explorer. So let's move the mouse around, shall we?
JDoc folder view.
So let's move the mouse around. So let's say I go to left side of the
Adobe
mouse.
Segwin terminal.
Segwin terminal. I'm moving the mouse.
JDoc Sbot Fantasia Explorer.
And so forth. That's the Internet Explorer that I was working on. So what I'm doing is I'm moving my finger around the desktop area.
Folder view. My conference recording. Freeze FLV to MP 50 free app folder view Winamp network.
And so forth. So
iTunes list.
Right now I'm focused on network. So my mouse pointer is located at that whatever the application icon was. But then my current navigator object is iTunes. Well, this is what the navigate object says. Is there a way to route the object to the mouse and vice versa? There are commands which are out there to do that. This will be similar to routing the mouse cursor to the focus cursor and whatnot. So, I'm at iTunes, so let's try pressing NVDA with numpad divide.
iTunes.
iTunes.
iTunes list item focused not selected 8 of 23.
So what happened was that I moved the mouse to navigator object. So my navigator object is iTunes and my mouse is that. And then let's try moving the mouse to somewhere else.
User. Folder view. Network.
So I'm at network. But what if I want to move my navigator object to the mouse position? To do that, I'll press NVDA with numpad multiply.
Move navigator object to mouse. Network list item not selected 3 of 23.
So what happens is that I move my navigator object to network.
Network list item not selected 3 of 23.
And then let's move my mouse to the first item of the desktop.
User not selected 1 of 23.
And then my focus navigator object is user. I'll press NVDA with numpad divide.
User.
User. So my mouse is also at user. So to route the mouse to the current navigator object, you press NVDA with numpad divide. To do the opposite, where you move the navigator object to the mouse, you press NVDA with multiply. And to summarize, navigator object. To summarize. To drag the mouse to navigate object, NVDA divide. To move to navigate object to mouse position, NVDA multiply. Those are numpad commands. To do a left click and to the right click, this will be similar to other screen readers if they use numpad. To do left click, I'll press numpad divide.
Left click. User 1 of 23.
What happens, I just pressed just one click. And to do right click,
context menu, open out, pinch a start, folder view list, user.
It opened the context menu. So left click is numpad divide, right click is numpad multiply. Without the navigator, without NVDA key pressed along with it. To do a double click, a triple click, you would do these commands twice quickly or three times quickly. To lock the mouse so that you can drag the object somewhere else, you press shift with the mouse keys. And then you would let go by pressing shift and the mouse keys again. So in summary, left click, numpad divide. Right click, NVDA, not right click, numpad multiply. Lock the left mouse button, shift with numpad divide. Lock the right mouse button, shift with numpad multiply. And you would use NVDA key to drag the navigator objects and mouse around the screen. There's a setting in preferences where you can change the behavior of this. And there are two settings which are useful. To go over. The first setting is, if I press NVDA with letter M for mouse.
Mouse tracking off.
Mouse tracking off. Which means NVDA will not speak when mouse moves. So if I press, I'm moving my finger around the touchpad, but then NVDA is not saying anything. But if I press NVDA with letter M.
Mouse tracking on.
Mouse tracking on.
Folder view, running, folder view, sync, folder view.
As you notice that when I move my finger around the touchpad, NVDA says what's under my finger. And it was under the mouse, that is. This is not the same as moving your finger around a touchscreen. These are two different things. The second item is letting you know where mouse is by using audio. So let's go to
mouse settings dialog. Report mouse shape changes checkbox not checked all down.
So what I did was I pressed Control NVDA M to go to mouse settings.
Enable text you report role when mouse play audio coordinates when mouse moves checkbox not checked.
So I'll press check that.
Space. Check. Brightness controls audio coordinates volume checkbox not. Okay, but press.
So last two items of
J.S.
The
pain. Full.
Last two items of the mouse settings. You see what I mean. You see the other options later when we go to preferences section. So now I enabled audio play audio coordinates. And I also enabled brightness changes audio volume. So if I move my mouse down.
Folder view. Adobe Reader's Eye. Recycle bin.
Moving up the mouse.
Recycle bin 4 of 23. 53 MP3. Folder view.
So I move mouse to the right, and I don't know if you can tell, but I'm hearing the audio coordinate from the right speaker.
Folder view, network, compute, folder, user.
So I'm using that to navigate the mouse to the left, and then I don't know if you can tell, but I'm hearing coordinate beep from the left side of left speaker. So let's move the mouse down.
Folder view, FS Reader 2.0.
So I'm using that FS Reader because I have JAWS also. So as you may have noticed, the audio coordinate pitch goes down as I move the mouse down. So I'll move the mouse up.
Sigwin terminal. Folder view. Adobe Reader's Eye. Recite. Folder view. Network. Compute. Folder view.
So when I move the mouse up the screen, the audio coordinate pitch goes up.
Computer.
Goes down.
Network.
Adobe when I move Reader's the Eye. Mouse down.
Folder view.
Goes up when I move the mouse up. And if the mouse is bright, it'll sound louder. If it's dimmed, it'll sound soft. And as you move the mouse to right and left, corresponding speakers will be heard. If you are moving the mouse to the right, more sound will be heard from the right speaker, not the NVDA speech, but the audio coordinate volume, audio coordinate beep. If I move the mouse to the left, you hear the audio beep from the left speaker. This is useful if you want to know where your mouse is actually situated at. And that covers pretty much what you can do when you use mouse with NVDA. The flat review. The last thing we'll look at is the flat review. So you may have used so far, you may have learned option navigation about mouse and so many things you can do with option navigation, but maybe you don't want to fuss with moving the object around, moving from parent to child, etc. So you may want to know straight away what the screen looks like. Well, you can do that. This is where flat review comes into play. Flat review allows you to look at the screen around the object. A good example is if you want to review text in a dialogue as it appears on screen, if you want to do some, if you want to access some application which doesn't really show your auto hierarchy as it should, and if you want to move the object somewhere else, but first we want to check out what's around it before you can move the object inside the position that you're reading. Flat review, the purpose of flat review is to look at the layout of the screen and to move the object to somewhere suitable where it can interact with the application. A classic example of that is
system. Get system, more features with the new edition of Windows Lib.
System link. System. So
get more.
So I'm at the system link for system dialog for Windows. If you want to go to system dialog, you'll press Windows key with pause key. So let's read the system. You can use Windows. You can use NVIDIA for speed to read the whole thing. But then I'm sure you might want to read. You might want to move by line to read the screen. So to switch to flat review from the current object, my current object is
get more features with a new edition of Windows Link Focused.
So Focus is a current navigator object. I press NVIDIA with number 5. To switch to flat review, you would press NVDA with numpad 7.
System window. Get more features with a new edition of Windows.
So now I'm focused. So now it's not saying it's a link or anything like that. So I'm at the I'm at the system dialog and I activated flat review. So I'll go to top up the flat review. So I'll press shift with numpad 7.
Top. Control panel home.
So any review cursor commands that you're used to when navigating the objects is also valid here. Review cursor commands, what I mean, are the numpad keys without NVDA key active, except for mouse keys as described previously. So right now I'm going to top up the flat review and I'll press numpad 789 to read by line.
Control panel home. View basic information about your computer. Device manager, Windows Edition, remote settings, Windows 8 Pro, system protection, copyright 2012 Microsoft Corporation, all rights reserved, advanced system settings, get more features with a new edition of Windows, system, rating, Windows Experience Index, processor, Intel Arc or TM2 Duo CPU P8600 at 2.40GHz, 2.40GHz, installed memory RAM, 3.00GB, 2.87, system type, 32-bit operating system, pen and touch, no pen or touch, computer name, domain, and workgroup.
And so forth. So I'm reading the system screen by using flat review.
Pen and touch, system type, installed memory RAM, processor, Intel Arc or TM, installed system type, 32-bit operating system.
So I'm interested in reading that object. So I'm at that particular line in review cursor, so in the flat review, so let's use word commands.
Type 32-bit operating system x64-base processor pen and.
And x64 base processor, you won't read that in Windows 7 or Windows Vista.
x64-bit-32.
And so forth. Let's read by character.
2-b-i-t-s-o-p.
And so forth. And then.
b-t-f-r-s-p-c-o-p.
And whatnot. So. So all the review cursor commands are valid here.
Sego UI 9 points black on white.
So this is a useful location to practice formatting settings. So I just press NVDAF to find out the formatting under the current navigator, current review cursor.
System window. System type. 32-bit operating system.
I press NVDA with numpad 5 to read.
Get more feed. System window.
System window.
System type. 30.
So when you press numpad 5, and so if you press NVDA tab to read the current focus, and if you press NVDA with numpad 5, if they say the different things, then you're somewhere else. The navigator object is somewhere else, so you activate a flat review. So from flat review to switch to object mode, that is to say, to move to the object that's under the cursor, you would press NVDA with numpad 1.
System type, text, 32-bit operating system, x64-based prop system, 3.0z, system type, text, system type, text. No objects in 32-bit operating system, x64-based processor text, system type, text.
And so forth. And then you can use mouse keys to move to the particular objects and so forth, to do left click, right click, and so forth. So to summarize, flat review, to get to flat review, press NVDA with numpad 7. From flat review, to move to the object indicated by the review cursor, press NVDA with numpad 1. So So this is a pretty handy situation when you want to read the layout of the text, and when you want to move the navigate object to location where you know you want to interact with the application. So you can use flat review to move by upline, etc. And then you use flat review to locate where you want to go, and then route the and then go to navigate object that's represented by the flat review cursor. This is akin to when you're using a voiceover on iPhone and iDevices to move through objects, and then maybe you want to move a finger around the touchscreen to read what's under your finger, and then you can just double tap with single with one finger to activate the current navigator object and so forth. So in summary of the whole tutorial, you learned about what object is, you learned about object hierarchy, and then you learn how to navigate between object hierarchy and practical applications of those. You also learned various review cursor commands that are available, as well as mouse commands and flat review. And these commands and these concepts are fundamental building blocks when we look at NVDA and popular applications. The popular application tutorial is divided into two sections. The first is navigating the web using web browser. And second part is using other popular applications such as Office Suite and so forth. And starting from the fourth, we'll be mostly using Focus and Carrot to move through the application. There might be cases where we have to use navigator objects and so forth. And these commands are, as was mentioned, the fundamental commands that are used to interact with the application that you are using. See you next time in the web browser tutorial.